Rave Radio. It's Monday, October 28th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my daily Rants and Raves. And of course, Rants and Raves are a part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is brought to you proudly by our sponsor, Atlas Sound at atlassound.com. So today I posted an article online that talks about how the smartphone market as of 2013, this year, is going to be larger than the entire consumer electronics market combined, meaning more phones are being purchased and more apps from those phones are being purchased than if you added up every single consumer electronics product manufactured and sold in 2013 combined. That includes televisions and Blu-ray players and receivers and speakers and headphones and cameras and everything else you can think of that you would purchase for your home. If you added all that together, the smartphone market is larger. Now, that's kind of interesting, and the details are on our website. You can check out the entire article at ravepubs.com. That's one of the featured articles on our website today. But really, what I want to talk to you about is the impact of this going forward. Number one, the consumer electronics market has been suffering for the last decade, nearly a decade. The recession didn't help, but also the lack of innovation from the consumer electronics side of the market compared to other tech sectors, i.e. computers, tablets, phones, obviously, has been severely lacking. In fact, we still build home theaters the way we've done for years and years and years. We still do distributed audio for the most part the way we've been doing for years, you know, sans Sonos, which is the only sort of creative audio distribution product out there. And we still do pretty much everything else. Entertainment centers and gaming centers are all still done basically the same way. There hasn't been really an innovative change other than networked, everything being networked. And as an industry, we haven't really grabbed onto that trend as much as I think a lot of the manufacturers would have liked. So the question is, what will happen in the future of the consumer electronics market? What will be the future of the consumer electronics market? Will it stagnate? Will it decline? Or will it maintain its own as new players come in the market? For example, Samsung has gone from an also-ran company in the last 5 years to being a dominant force in consumer electronics, in most countries, actually selling more product than Sony, who's historically been the big company in consumer electronics. So I would like to know what you guys think and where you think this is heading. So comment on this blog or send me an email at gary@ravepubs.com. Or, of course, you can always comment on our Facebook page when this is posted there at facebook.com/ravepubs. So I'd love to know what you guys think. I think that the future of the consumer electronics market is in question, and I think you'll see more and more network-based products move towards the CES show and shows like Cedia. In fact, this year, Cedia, over 30% of the products that we saw at Cedia this year were commercial AV products, and I don't think that was by accident. That tells you a little bit about where the consumer electronics market's going. I think you'll similarly see that at the Cedia show this year. You'll see a lot more computer products than you've ever seen before, and a lot more smartphone app-based products. So a lot of the games connect to smartphones, a lot of the hardware connecting to smartphones. And with the second screen surge among 20-somethings and even teens where they're watching television on their smartphones and tablets or at least interfacing with the shows and their friends through their smartphones and tablets as watching television, I think that it remains to be seen how the consumer electronics market's going to fare against all that. Another area that you could look at is integrating cameras into phones has certainly hurt the digital camera market, certainly hurt the video, even the video camera market, because a lot of people use their phones now to even video personal events rather than buying a Sony Handycam or something like that. Everybody had headphones at one time during their life that were high-end headphones. Now more and more people are listening to MP3 players, iPods, and things like that with the headphones that come with the players. A lot of people had invested in huge hi-fi systems over the years, and more people are just plugging a set of wireless speakers into their smartphones and streaming music that way. People used to buy DVD players and Blu-ray players to watch movies. More and more people are streaming movies through an Apple TV or directly off the internet and don't need any sort of interface device between the two. So I think you're seeing an overall general implosion of that market, and love to see and hear your feedback about that. So this is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.